With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Before we begin, we have an announcement from Eric Nam.
We have an episode that I'm doing with a congressman. His name is Andy Kim. And we're putting this conversation that I have with him on I Think You're Dope, which is a podcast series that we have on the Dive Studios Network where we talk to people who don't necessarily fit the K-pop world, but I still think are dope. And if you're not familiar with Andy Kim, he is the first Korean-American Democrat to serve in Congress and the second member of Korean descent ever to serve in Congress. And we talk to Andy about his journey into politics. He's like a smart guy. He's like a Rhodes Scholar. He is a Truman Scholar too, I believe. He served in Afghanistan and he served under Obama. Like, the dude is like such a decorated person, but he is running in New Jersey. He's up for re-election. And even if you don't live in New Jersey, like, election day is coming up so soon. And it's so important that we are represented and we are represented by the right people. And so I think if you listen to the episode of I Think You're Dope, you'll have a better sense of what he stands for. And even if you don't like vote for him or you can't vote for him, I think it's an important conversation to have just about like we need more representation.
That's right.
So I'm really excited to see how and what changes as this election day comes, because I think it's time for big change in the world.
Welcome everybody again to another episode of Get Real.
Get Real.
Hosted by me, BM.
Me, Ashley.
And me, Peniel of B2B.
Where we get honest about the ups and downs of young adulthood, but from our perspective. And
our perspective.
We have a very special guest on the show and his name is Neve.
Woo!
I pronounced that right?
Yep. Yeah.
Neve.
We're here with Neve. And today's topic… Since it's Halloween season, we're talking about fear.
Ooh, fear.
That's right. Whether we'd like to admit it or not, we're all scared of something. Ghosts, public speaking, failure, etc. So what exactly are our biggest fears? Rational or irrational? And how do they affect the way we live? If there's anything you want to hear our take on, interact with us on our socials or leave a comment when our full episodes go up in a couple days after the audio posting at youtube.com/divepods. Subscribe to the podcast on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. Leave a review on Apple Podcasts so more people can know about our fun. Can know about the show and join in on the fun.
Can know about our fun.
So you got a lot on your credentials, first off.
I do?
Yeah, I mean, I saw the list, bro. You worked with some pretty behind people. You must be getting that royalty check.
Very, very talented.
You're getting the monies.
Hey, so, born in the States, and it says you've moved around a lot.
Yeah. Well, I was born in Korea.
Oh,
you were born in Korea.
Okay. I went to elementary school. And then I moved to Australia.
Dang.
Okay.
Used to live there for a couple of years. And then I moved to Edgewater.
New Jersey?
Edgewater, New Jersey. Ooh. Yeah.
Jersey.
I went to high school there.
Wow.
And I went to college in New York City. And then went to LA to, you know, work on music.
Music, right.
Yeah. Dope. Everywhere.
Yeah. Like, hit most of the big cities. Yeah. Except for Chicago.
Where did you like the most? Where did you like the most?
That's the hardest question.
Say New York. LA.
You know LA got…
New York.
You know
New
LA.
York.
New York.
Really? You like the city hustle bustle life?
You know what? Let me just put it in this way. I think I like Australia during the summer.
Okay.
I like New York City during the winter.
What?
I like Korea during the fall time. Yeah.
And where's LA, bro?
LA is always like summer, though.
Yeah, it is. It is.
Yeah. And he just doesn't like LA.
Everyone's got their preference. Yo, so you also were on Superstar K season 6, huh?
Mm-hmm. Wow. Okay.
And plays top 9. Okay.
Wow.
And then, oh, and then after Superstar K, you relocated to LA. Yeah. So Neve has worked with people like Chen from EXO, Jung Seung-hoon, Hin, and I know you recently worked on Gravity's new song.
Wow. Right, right, right.
That was really crazy. Wow. I watched the In The Lab video too.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. He very creative, particular about what you want in music too, I can tell.
Mm. Super and he dope. Majored in clarinet.
What?
So he's like a real musician.
Oh,
hey. Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Wait, actually, which one is the clarinet again?
All right, well,
forget my instruments.
Yeah, that's Neve for you guys. And we're here with him and we're talking about fears.
Mm-hmm.
Fear.
All right, transitioning back into fears.
All right. Mm. So what's the difference between irrational and rational again?
I've never heard those terms before, but me I would either. Just imagine like rational is like fears that make sense that could actually happen. Oh, yeah. And irrational would be like more in your head, like probably the chance,
you,
yeah,
but
the chances of happening would
harm
like
you.
Patterns and stuff like that.
What?
Patterns? Oh, is that
patterns
what it is?
Or like,
are you guys really afraid of something?
Me? Yeah.
Like what?
I'm scared of spiders.
You are?
Yeah, I think I don't know if I'm like scared, but I'm just like grossed out by them. Mm. Like deeply mm-hmm. grossed out.
Really? I think they're cute.
What? Spiders?
Spiders are cute?
Yeah.
No. I'm not scared of insects really.
Dang.
I think insects are so nasty.
What?
I used to think like… okay, you know what are actually nasty that you see a lot in Korea? They call it like the money bug, I think.
Oh, yeah.
It's got hella legs. Okay,
yeah.
It's just
like the silver. It's like silver.
Yeah.
I don't know what it's called in English, but…
Those are nasty.
I'm gonna look it up. Keep talking. I'll look it up.
But you know what's surprising? I actually leave spiders if I see them. Because I heard they're like…
Good luck.
Oh, I don't know about good luck.
It
brings in money?
Yeah. I went to my grandma's house recently and she lives by herself. So she has a lot of clutters around her house and there are a lot of spiders. And she said she doesn't kill any of them. She just kind of pushes them to the side because… Uh-huh. If it's like black spiders, then they're bad luck. But you know those long spiders with really long legs and they kind of look yellowish?
Daddy long legs.
Yeah, she said not to kill those because apparently they bring in money.
Wait, daddy long
legs? And same with tombale.
You're not supposed to kill tombale?
Yeah, you're not supposed to kill them because
I think it's called silverfish in English.
Silverfish?
Right? That's right, right?
No.
It looks different. All right, just kidding, guys. It's not silverfish.
Anyways, yeah.
Yeah, wow. I leave spiders because I heard they kill other insects.
For that reason.
Yeah. I mean, they eat them. So it's like…
I don't know.
But what if they go into your mouth while you're sleeping?
That's false? I heard that's false. Like, you don't eat 9 spiders a year or whatever.
Well, what if they crawl into your mouth?
No. Well, what if any lifetime. Other bug crawls into your mouth? Like the same probability.
Yeah.
I don't know.
What would I do? Or like, I don't know. I'm asleep.
You're asleep. What are you going to do?
I guess I'm going to get that extra bug protein over sleeping.
Protein. I don't know. I hate spiders. I almost crashed because of a spider.
What do you mean?
Because last time I was in LA, we rented a car and it was a convertible. So I think it's like more easier for bugs to get in, I think, because it's a convertible. You know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I don't know what the reasoning is, but… I was driving and it was like 1 a.m. or something like that. And then my peripheral, I just see something dangling. And I was like…
Oh.
I was like, hold on. Like, I never put like a necklace on my rear view mirror or anything. Oh. What is that? And I looked at it. And it was like this huge spider. And like, I swear, like the eyes were like…
Oh.
And everything. And I was like, whoa! And like… Thank goodness it went to like the passenger side, not like towards me after it crawled down. But like, oh my gosh, I lost it in the car too.
Yeah,
like as soon as I got off, I was on the highway or freeway or whatever because I was in LA. Mm-hmm. I couldn't stop. So as soon as I got off, I just ran out of the car and I opened the convertible hood and I was just like, where did it go? Mm. But I couldn't find it. So I was like, all right, maybe like it got out of the car.
Dang.
Next day. The entire day, it doesn't show up. Are spiders nocturnal?
I don't think they care. I don't know.
I don't know. It was taking a freaking nap or something. I don't know.
And then it came back?
And then around like the same time…
It was out
my
again?
Friend was in the car that time. And then we're just like talking. All of a sudden she starts like screaming. And she takes her seatbelt off and like flies to the backseat. I was like, whoa, 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 whoa. And I look again and I was like, whoa.
Don't leave me here. Don't leave me here.
And we couldn't find it again. So we just stopped by… what do you call it? Like CVS. And we just got bug spray. And I just sprayed the whole car. Left the windows open a little bit.
Damn, and you got just, a spider corpse in your car then.
Yeah. I mean, it was rental. So not my car.
Are you afraid of anything, Neve?
Well, same as Neil. Spiders, I was going to say.
Oh. Really?
I just don't like the insects with a lot of legs.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's got too many sissies. Legs. Just kidding.
And height. Height.
Oh, you're afraid of heights.
So everybody goes to the amusement park and then they have fun. I'm the guy with the, you know, bag.
Me too.
Oh, you're waiting
and
downstairs.
Just enjoy some cup of coffee and I'm just like, oh.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Would you ever try like skydiving or bungee jumping? No. Never?
No.
You know, like, you know how anyone who has fears of those, you kind of want to see them like
skydiving? Yeah, I saw that in your
eyes. Yeah.
Because I've been skydiving before. I've tried it.
How is it?
It's pretty crazy. A lot of things pass your mind like when you're like going up into the plane. And then as soon as they open the door, it's just like… Uh-huh. I might die. No chance of dying. But let's go. Let's do it. It's pretty crazy.
I heard bungee jumping is more scary than skydiving.
I would imagine bungee jumping to be more. Because like… Because
skydiving, it's like so high. I heard when you're falling, it just kind of feels like you're going forward really fast. I've never gone skydiving, but that's what I heard. Mm-hmm. Is that what it feels like?
No. It feels like you're definitely falling.
Oh, really?
The air is like… You're falling so fast that like… Yeah. It feels like the air is like… So my mouth
your
is
mouth
like…
Your mouth is like…
And then my nostrils are just like flaring like crazy.
Oh, shoot.
And you get so dry after, right?
Probably. Yeah. What's dope about skydiving is when you look that… So you're parallel to the floor, right? Your body's like horizontal.
Yeah.
So you look in front of you, you see… the horizon that way.
Oh.
And then you look that way, it's another horizon. So it's like,
crazy.
Oh, snap. You know?
It's pretty trippy.
It's pretty sick. It's pretty sick.
Did you film yourself?
Oh, yeah. Oh. With the GoPro.
Oh,
That video is somewhere. It might be on YouTube somewhere. But
really?
Yeah. Oh, it was with Card?
It was with Card.
Did all the members do it?
No, Somin didn't do it.
Oh, yeah.
J-Seph and Chiu did it. You should have seen Chiu's nostrils. Crazy. Yes.
Oh no.
Dang. Fear of heights though? Fear of heights?
Yeah.
But what are you scared of then? You scared of
anything? What are you scared of, Ashley?
I'm scared of ghosts.
Ooh, let's get into that. Hold on.
Ghosts.
Paranormal fears.
Paranormal. Okay.
I've never seen one.
You've never seen a ghost before?
No.
Not even like a sleep paralysis or anything?
Oh, I did see like a blurry figure above me when I got sleep paralysis, but…
Oh, okay. Sleep paralysis.
Yeah.
So, in your half-conscious… Okay. Yeah. Have you guys ever seen ghosts?
Not me, no.
Yo.
You have?
I don't believe in ghosts.
I didn't either. And like… It might have been because I was half asleep. But there was this one time, right? I woke up. And then it was like 2 a.m. 3 a.m. And I was like thirsty as hell. It was in the winter. But the boiler was on, so like I was like hella thirsty. It was hot and dry.
Yeah.
And we didn't have any water, so I go to the sink in the kitchen, right? And then like I just turn it on and I take a sip, and all of a sudden I see and feel a black figure just go behind me, right?
Uh-huh.
And I'm just like, one of the dudes that was living with me, his name's Leo. And I was like, Leo. And then I just walk into the room and I check if Leo's sleeping, and he's sleeping on the bed, and like J-Seph is sleeping on the other bed. I'm just like, ooh, I gotta go back to sleep.
That was hydration hitting you.
You think so? I don't know, bro. Because like I was like this. I was drinking like this, and you know how there's peripheral. You have the right and the left. Just a black big figure just go whoop behind me.
What if it was an actual person?
It's like the people that like live in your house, you know?
Parasite?
Yeah, kind of like that, you know?
Oh.
But more than parasite, it's like You've never seen that video where they're like hiding up in the attic and stuff. And then like as soon as you like turn the lights off and go to sleep, they like crawl down. They like eat stuff in your fridge.
Cereal.
Like
and
under they like. Bed.
There was that one video that went viral. Like the person came out of the ceiling and then they took a piss in the sink or something, I think, because they didn't want to like make flushing noises.
Well, if we had that, they chose the wrong house. We didn't have money for water. I was drinking out the sink. I was drinking out the sink. We were so broke.
They didn't know that, but they were like, dang it.
They were like, come down, look at the fridge. Never mind.
I'm moving tomorrow.
Yeah. Gotta bleach off another house.
What? Maybe it's that iron, like too much iron in you from the sink water.
It could be that too. I don't know. It was just so like, it was to the point where I wasn't like, oh, did I feel that? I felt it. Was that Leo? You know?
Oh.
So it was pretty crazy. Like, but I woke up the next morning. I was like, okay, that was trippy, but whatever.
Yeah.
Whatever. But that was.
So you don't seem that scared of ghosts then?
Yeah, I mean, ghosts? No, not really. I am scared of him, but like I've never like actually seen one. Like right, I saw it in my peripheral. I don't know if it was a ghost or if it was like a leech or something trying to get food, but yeah.
Everyone except me saw it in my old company.
Yo, your old company? I heard a lot of stuff about your old company.
Right?
Yeah.
Because we had this really old 5-story building. That was where our company was. And everyone talked about seeing this really tall Japanese ghost in all white. I saw him walking up the street. Walking up the stairs. Heard him when they were practicing by themselves. Like
I saw that
whispering
video.
In Japanese.
Like, I saw that video.
But there's I never video? Saw it.
There's a video of… Sammy showed it to me. So one of… I don't know if it was one of your members or one of the trainees that were training there, right? And then they were training. No one was there. And then behind the music, there's a Japanese man voice that says… it says it in Japanese, but it says like… You're
cute. It said like kakkoi or something.
Oh, yeah.
Kakkoi. Which means you're like cool. You're handsome.
You're cool.
Yeah.
And I
remember that.
It was so sonically clear.
That. Yeah.
And I was like… Play that shit again. Play it again. He played it again. I heard it again. I was like, no one was there. You swear no one was there. You're not messing with me. He's like, yeah, no one was there. So, and I guess, it was that guy.
Yeah, it's scary.
Interesting.
I hate hearing ghost stories and I hate watching scary movies because for like 3 months, I can't sleep.
Yeah.
And even when I wash my face, I never put my face down. I bring the water to my face. I'm like this because I'm so scared that if I blink and open my eyes, someone will be behind me. I get so paranoid.
Come to think of it, I have a slight fear of looking at windows at night.
There's gonna be someone
outside.
Think that,
like, someone's gonna be like looking in or something.
Yeah. You guys picture like a scary, like creepy ghost just like at the window, just like what's up?
Right, what's up? Like, what's up?
So I just don't look at
you
windows.
You sleeping yet?
Yeah.
Oh okay. Gosh.
You have any other fears? Are you afraid of ghosts?
No, not really. I mean, you know, we all have that stories that's related to studios. They've seen a lot of ghosts at the studio and basically just leave there. But I have never seen any ghosts.
Really?
That's good.
Yeah. Oh, there was one time actually.
Uh-oh.
Okay, there was a ghost. Okay.
There was one time that kind of strange thing happened. It's I haven't seen the ghost.
Uh-huh.
But I was alone in LA studio. With engineer who I worked with.
The one that I saw?
Yeah.
Yo, that's a nice studio.
Oh, yeah?
It's supposed to be like a house.
It's a big house with three big studios in it. And then, you know…
And it's like, if you want to take a break, like you go out on the back patio and it's just like… It's like a mountainside view. And I was like…
Ghosts don't care how nice it is.
So it's basically a big mansion. And imagine that you're there by yourself. All by yourself at night. 1 a.m. With engineer upstairs. And I was working. And I hear something like next room.
Mm-hmm.
And that shouldn't be happening because we shut everything down. Yeah. Soundproof. And then we shut everything down. And then I went to the next room. And there's nothing. And suddenly the light comes up.
Mm-hmm.
And I just called engineer saying that, hey, did you just turn the light on? And he's like, no, I just went outside to throw garbage away. And I'm like, who turned the light on?
Okay. The light
that was pretty
on.
Spooky. That was pretty spooky.
I would never go back.
That's what, well, that happened. Oh, now that I think about it. Yeah.
Hey, let's move from this huge mansion to another huge mansion. What, you got that much money?
Oh my gosh.
All right. So these are all irrational fears.
Right? Mm-mm.
Hopefully, they will never
hopefully
see a ghost.
Hopefully. Hopefully they're irrational.
Yeah, I ain't trying to see them. No. Let's get more real.
Rational fears.
I feel like there's a lot of fears that pertain to goals and dreams. You know, for instance, fear of failure. That's a pretty big one.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like in some ways… That could be irrational too.
Yeah.
True.
In some ways. Like, it's just like all in your head.
True.
You know?
Elaborate more, Peniel.
You know?
Yeah.
They say it's not failure till you quit.
Ooh.
So, you know?
Ooh, Peniel is…
Maybe…
You're hitting the…
Maybe you're setting up your own fear.
Fate.
Yeah. Because it's like, oh, I'm gonna fail. But then it's like, oh… You gonna quit, bro? Or you gonna try again? Which one you gonna do? You know?
You gonna be stuck in your fear?
You know? No? Am I not making sense?
No, you're making perfect sense.
Right?
I feel like that's completely… Yeah.
I feel like… Yeah.
Generally, you paint a picture that's really… Could completely not be a possibility too.
Yeah. And I feel like deadlines… are one of the reasons for these fears.
True.
And I think… I forgot what documentary I was watching. Or I forgot the name. I think it was the Dr. Dre one.
I know which one you're talking about. It's a history of… hip-hop evolution.
No. It was like… it was literally… Yeah, I forgot. But yeah, Dr. Dre came out and he pretty much said that like… deadlines… This isn't word for word probably. I don't remember. It might be. But he said deadlines are pretty much the enemy of imagination or something like that. Or like creativity. And I feel like it kind of relates to like goals too. Because it's like if you set a deadline for a certain goal… Like a life goal kind of.
True.
And it's like, oh, I'm gonna… have a house by 30 and be married and whatever. It's like… Sometimes I feel like you're setting yourself up for failure. But it's just like… You know, like kind of change your mindset. It's like… Not I'm gonna be married and have a house by 30. It's like I'm gonna be married when I'm ready. And have a house when I got the money. You know, it's like… You know?
That could, I feel like that could get rid of your fears. Kind of giving yourself a little… lenience, I guess.
Yeah. So, yeah, it's irrational.
But at the same time, with like work, I feel like if you don't have a deadline, you'll never complete it. Because let's
say, with
a video, you're editing it and you don't give yourself a deadline, you're always going to find something that you don't like about it that you want to fix. And then it's going to never end because you're going to want to perfect it.
Well, I meant like the big picture, like goals, you know? Not like,
get married,
not like,
and have kids. And
yeah. Not like. Oh, I need to upload
long
a video
term.
Tonight.
Long term.
Yeah, long term. Mm-hmm. Not like, maybe instead of like daily, it's like, oh, I want to have like 100 videos in a year. Yeah. Not like you're like.
Mm-hmm. You know? So that comes from like fear of not being able to achieve those things by the time I'm there.
Yeah, okay.
I feel like Ashley's talking more about, pressure maybe. Like short-term goals. Like
pressure
from deadlines and whatnot.
But I do… I do feel like you do need deadlines sometimes though. For sure. It is that like little push you need sometimes for sure. But do you like deadlines?
Well, I…
Do you like
what
deadlines?
What kind of question is that?
No. There's some people… some people where they like… They can't work at all. Like, let's say it's like producing music or something, right?
Right.
They're like in the studio for like 2 months straight. And they're like, I can't think of anything. And all of a sudden, the company's like, yo, we need a song by next week. And then all of a sudden, like, they go into the studio and it's like, all right, I got you, like, two songs.
That's like, pressure. That's like, that's pressure. I feel like with pressure, a certain amount can make you turn nothing into gold sometimes.
Yeah, that's why, like, one of my producer friends that I know, they were like, yeah, dude, I love deadlines because if I don't have them, like, I wouldn't be in the studio.
Right.
So they said that they love deadlines.
That's true.
Yeah, why are you guys laughing at my question?
It was just so like, do you like deadlines?
Well, I'm to answer that, first off, I mean, I think deadlines necessary.
Yeah.
A certain, you know, work to achieve your work ethic.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, I am… there's so many deadlines given at me just because I am working at a production company as well.
Right.
I get a lot of, you know, leads. For example, you know, EXO, this idol, this singer, this ballad singer, we need the songs by this date. So that deadline, I try to keep it.
Uh-huh. Right.
I think that's very important. And I agree with your producer friend's opinion on, you know, you need to have the deadline to get yourself going. As long as I think it motivates you to keep on going and it doesn't become pressure. I think it really depends on how you take it as well. How you take the deadline. And if it works in a positive way, I think it's very necessary. But if it doesn't, I think at some point, hey, it's not really… It doesn't really matter to you if you're not happy. I think happiness comes first.
Happiness first. Yeah. All right.
Wait, so you don't write the songs first and sell them. You get offers or you get requests to write certain songs?
I mean, he works at a production company.
Yeah.
So,
we have lots of different cases with when we pitch the song or place the song with different groups. For example, there were cases that I wrote the song for myself and then somebody listens to it and then he says, basically, can I sing the song? I really want to sing the song.
Good
example was Paul Kim. He listened to the reason for my spring and then he said, basically, I want to sing the song.
I'm like, okay.
Nope.
Did he get the song?
Did he get the song?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So that means…
Money must have talked, bro.
If the bag right…
Yeah, it must have been.
No, he really loved the song and I could feel it. So
I would imagine one fear producers have is fear of… I guess…
the song not doing well?
Yeah. I was singing for like the one word for that, but…
Flopping.
Yeah. Huh?
Flopping.
Flopping. Perfect word, yeah.
Savage.
Like until that moment where it's out and you see the response.
Right.
That whole, you know, that little…
Waiting period or whatever.
That period of time is very stressful because you don't know how it's going to do.
Yeah.
So that's pretty… That's something that I always do because like… And the whole pro, you probably know as well, as a producer, you have to like sell the song. You have to be like, oh, it's about to be this, it's about to be that. It's so good. Like, you have to have good vibes with it, but you don't know how it's going to be until it's out. Mm-hmm. And say it flops, then everything you said to try to back up that song becomes almost a lie.
Yeah.
Because all labels want to see are the numbers go up.
Yeah.
Right.
But you know the song is dope. You created something dope. So it's like, but… You're fully responsible for that. So I feel like… I would imagine that to be a big fear.
It could be. Yeah. That's why I don't really talk too much. When I try to place a song. I just say, hey, listen to it. Do you like it? Likes it? Awesome.
You… So, he's awesome. You're pretty much like… Cool. You like the song.
You want to come out with it. You wanted it.
You paid the money for it. Your responsibility. Yeah.
I don't know how that's going to make me look like what…
It's true.
It's all you, bro. Like,
you like it? Right, here's the check. It's how much it is.
Honestly, I didn't know… I mean, you know… There's a song called Beautiful Goodbye. It's 사오리지나면 우리 헤어져요 by Chen.
Mm.
And that's my very first song that I placed with anybody else. And that I think became number one on Melon chart one time.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
And it did really well. And I didn't know it was going to go well. So I remember I was being fearful of that song. When I heard that that song became title of the album, I was like,
thank you.
Are you sure?
Oh, so that wasn't even established at the time.
No, not at all. Yeah, so they were like,
oh, can we have the song?
Yeah, yeah. Can we have the song? It's going to be number three, number four of the entire album. So not the title. So I was like, cool. I'm just thankful and grateful that somebody actually took their time to and put their effort to sing my song. Awesome. And then when they told me that, oh, I think we're going to use that as a title. And I'm like, sure.
So you're a little bit fearful.
Yeah. I was afraid because that was my very first song that I wrote the lyrics as well. So I was kind of like, and it was in Korean too. I was like, are they going to like the song? Or what if they pick out this word and then say that I copied it from somewhere else? And that kind of like fears I got as a writer.
Did you?
No.
You good.
I just saw your hand slowly go up.
Me too.
Can you make that like one of the Insta post memes? You're straight then. You're good. Okay.
Yeah, so that was… I remember at that time my fear. Because
that's pretty big. EXO, you know, a member of EXO singing that song. And they're very talented too. So it's like…
Yeah. And I didn't know that the song was going to do that well. So when it got the spotlight, then I was more fearful than like happy. I think at one point I was like… God, what if what if this and what if that? Yeah, I was kind of almost paranoid by that.
Right.
Yeah.
How did things go after that though?
Surprisingly, very well.
You got a lot of love calls after that?
Yeah. I think that kind of started my career as a producer and a writer.
Nice.
Very, very thankful for that.
All right. I'm sure a lot of your fears have been washed away since… A lot of those love calls have been coming in.
Shoulders are up to here now.
Fears go away. New fears coming.
Let's talk about that. What new fears you got?
It's just a constant fear, I guess. It's
pockets
about
fatter, bigger taxes.
Yeah, it's like, his fear is like, dang, I gotta buy new pants now. What pants am I gonna buy? I'm gonna need to get some cargo pants with them extra pockets now.
This is my fear right now. This is my fear.
Yeah, I feel like a lot of fear comes from…
The unknown.
especially in your 20s, career paths are a pretty big fear.
For sure.
Were you guys afraid when you guys chose this career?
No.
All right, we'll start with Ashley. Okay.
Because I was 20 when I decided to come to Korea, which was already an old age to start training to be an idol.
Me too.
Right? And I was leaving my family and friends behind in New York. And at that time, I wasn't supposed to come back. I wasn't able to come back to the States for 10 years. So it was also the fear of not being able to see my family for 10 years. So I was scared about that. And then once I became a trainee… Because I was older than a lot of other girls, I was afraid of getting cut. And then that made me think like, okay, what am I going to do in Korea if I get cut?
Yeah.
What am I going to do? So I worked extra hard then as a trainee.
True.
And then I think after I debuted, it was more just like fear of what people would think of me. And how I need to portray myself and what image I need to set myself. Because you have to be responsible and you have to stick to that image. Every little thing, especially in the media, if you say one thing wrong, you know, it gets scary.
Take it out of context.
It was always like that. But with each comebacks, I never had the fear of like failing or doing well. I was never worried about that because
she knew she was gonna
It's not like I made it or anything, but it was always anticipation and excitement for actually just coming back and being on stage rather than like, oh my god, what if we fail this time? Oh my god, what if our song does bad? I'm sure the company was worried about that, but for me it was just like, yay, let's go on stage, let's have fun.
True.
I don't think promotions were that stressful for me. I mean, lack of sleep and doing all those schedules were stressful, but I never had the stress of like, oh, failing or worries about not doing well.
Right, right, right.
Nice.
Right.
Mm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Tanya, you said you had no fears.
I want to hear your story first.
Me? I was pretty similar, yeah. I left everything in LA, friends, family, a decent college, a really dope dance crew, and like a really solid group of friends, and then came here in completely new life.
Mm.
I think my biggest fear though was, even now, it's more fear of failure. Mm. It's more like, so before I came here, I was telling everyone like, yo, I'm about to be a superstar. Buy you a Rolex, buy you a Rolex, buy me a Rolex. Two Rolex, you know, big car,
bag of Rolex,
big house, big chains, two chains.
Oh my god!
Yeah, I was,
you got
I was
two
like,
chains on right now.
Oh, I do. Mama, I made it. So, yeah, that was like my biggest thing
because
I made a lot of promises that at the time after. So after becoming a trainee, that was my trainee period. To this day has been the most stressful time of my life. Nothing will beat that. And I think a lot of it was fear of where am I going to go from here?
Mm.
You know, like I was 25. I was still a trainee at 25. I was like, dang, all my friends in college, they're in their big boy jobs now. They're making their money. And
Wait, you were a trainee at 25?
I was a trainee at 20. Oh, when a Korean age 25. So technically 20.
Wait, when did you debut?
2017.
Oh, dang. Yeah. Really?
Officially 2017. Yeah, it's only been 3 years. Yeah. And I'm 27 right now. So 24. Guys- 24. I was 24 when I debuted. Which is pretty late for an idol. Mm. But yeah, that was always a big thing for me. Like, not knowing if I'd be able to hold my own and like, support myself.
Mm-hmm.
I'm doing good now.
Yeah, you're doing
comfortable.
Very well.
I'm comfortable.
That's good. But I heard that's one of the things to be like the most scared of, being comfortable.
Being comfortable?
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah, because…
That's when you got to be most careful.
That's like a bad way to say comfortable would be a plateau, I guess. Like I was on the come up and now I'm like in a place where I'm kind of almost satisfied with what I have and what I'm doing. But from here am I going to…
Right.
Have that same mindset when I was, you know, depressed as a trainee and like ready to just work hard and like hungry for that. Or am I just going to be like, I just wanted to stay like this and just not fall down.
Right.
So, I mean, I got new goals and stuff now too. Like,
yeah, that's all that matters.
Yeah.
Yeah. There
you go. I'm painting a
you're not
bigger and brighter picture.
You're taking a little break.
Yeah, little break.
Yeah.
I mean, I got big things coming.
Yeah.
Excited.
That we could talk about
Big
later
Matthew
on.
With big things. All right.
Which is creating a couple new fears too. But we're going to talk about that another time.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
What about you? What did you want to do or what were you doing before you did the whole music thing?
Well, for me, I was just… I want to think about that. Well, I loved music. I never expected myself really just doing this.
Oh, okay.
When I was younger, to be honest, I thought I was going to be in the music scene, but not, you know, like getting the attentions from the audiences, or like me getting fans.
Mm-hmm.
Never imagined it. That happened. I mean, I was going to college and then I took a break. I applied for a year of absence. When I was 22. And that was kind of a big step for me because the college that I used to go, they only picked one clarinetist at that year, 2012. And then…
One?
And that was you?
Yeah.
Wow! Wait, out of how many people that applied?
I have no clue. At that time, it was 100, 200, I think.
Dang.
Wow.
I mean, I was on a wait list. Though,
even if it was two people, like, that would be a big
crazy.
Thing.
Yeah.
So, and then the entire students that they had were like 300 and something.
Dang.
And one, each person you know, its students were very important. And mm-hmm. then for me to decide…
And then you were like, I'm going to take a leave of absence.
Yeah.
I'm
going to
take a little break.
After going there for a year.
Congratulations, number one clarinetist of the state. Like,
you're like, oh, I made it. All right, time for a little break now.
I mean, at that time, I loved clarinet. I loved classical music. I loved music in general. But then… Because I loved music in general, just doing the classical music weren't, I guess, enough for me. So I wanted
more
experience, kind of like lifestyle as a musician. So do some buskings or, you know, sing and play guitar or play piano. Then being always be stressful of, you know, I have to be perfect in clarinet.
Oh, so you knew how to do other instruments as well, but
yeah,
clarinet was just like your main.
Wow. Yeah.
Ooh, okay.
And then I took a year of absence, and then that's when I got, you know, into the Super Circuit. I saw the audition, and I was like, cool. And then I get the, the number from somebody else, and saying that maybe you should apply for this. And I was like, okay. And then I close my eyes and I open my eyes and then I'm on TV. And that's my official debut on TV screen.
Superstar Kid.
Yeah.
Hey, okay.
Okay.
No, and that's when my real fear came in, because until that point I loved just doing music.
Mm-hmm.
And then I found myself being fearful of, as you said, you know, what people would think of me. And I saw myself on TV and I was like, oh wow, first I was like, I have long hair. Oh wow.
Oh wow. You didn't know you had long hair until until you were on TV. You've never seen a mirror in your life.
But it was like, compared to the others, I really had a long hair, and then oh wow, I wonder if people are gonna accept me for being, you know,
long haired.
Like who I am in general. I mean, you know, because at that time I was thinking that people who were on TV were always outgoing and they were special, very special.
Are you a little more introverted?
Very.
Oh, very introverted.
Yeah, so when I meet like new people, I become like this. I'm just like, oh. And if I'm in like an uncomfortable situation, I just like shut down and I'm just like, oh. Yeah.
I feel that.
It's like, oh, nice to meet you.
Meeting new people is my fear as well. It's just that's another topic to talk
about. Is that
about
why you were scared today?
Yeah.
It's all these new people.
Hey,
guys, everyone out of the room, he's scared, all right? Gotta make him comfortable.
No, you guys are making me comfortable. Thank you guys for that. I mean, and so that time I was like being fearful of what people might think of me, and then I found myself trying different things. And then at that time, there were people who were working with me telling me that I'm not good enough. And then that kind of brought me down too. Like you need more preparation. You need more this and more that. I'm sure you guys understand. And then that made me very insecure. And then I tried my hardest, and then you know, reached to that goal. And then I looked at myself and I thought that that's not me. And then another fear came in, and like, oh, I tried, and if that's not me, then who am I? And and then that's the time that I kind of got lost. And I stuck to music, and I think I'm finding myself these days.
Thanks. So that was just… That was a spiral of fears jumping into the music scene then.
That is a huge one. Fear of unacceptance. Unacceptance. Everyone wants to be accepted.
Fear of identity. And fear of…
Failure.
But I mean like if you're accepted and then you think that's not you. And then people accept you for you being not…
Like
you're
like alter ego?
Yeah. I was afraid of that as well.
Interesting.
I mean, that's another fear too, I guess.
Do you feel like you're you right now?
Right now, yeah.
Okay.
You? Okay.
I'm just being…
Mama, we made it!
We made it!
We good! Yo, that being said, there are some people on Discord who also have fears too. I think they would want to hear our insight. It could be career-wise too. Let's go ahead and read it. This is from user Velaluna.
Hi.
She says, hi, my name is Val. And before asking my questions, I would like to give you some context.
Okay.
Last year, some of my friends and I decided to start an online platform to talk about K-pop because we felt there weren't many outlets to talk about it in Spanish-speaking community.
Oh.
All right, Espanol.
Hola.
When the pandemic started, our little publication suffered a lot because we found ourselves in a creative block since our context… our content was based around concerts and live events. In fact, one of the first events we covered was Cards Concert in Monterey. All right, okay. I see you, Val. I see you. We managed to change our mindset and migrate from writing to talking when we decided to start a weekly podcast that covers everything K-pop related in Spanish.
Ooh.
Even though we are growing, I'm a little scared that we will find ourselves in another creative block again and that we won't be able to keep up with the growth of our community. We do this as a hobby and honestly don't have money to invest a lot in equipment. So my question is, how do you stay motivated and not let money or resources come in the way of your creative projects? How do you push through the fear that your project will not be enough? I feel like this is one of those things where you just gotta keep doing it.
They said they don't really have money for it or whatever. Like whatever. I would just be like, you know… I'm not trying to diss Val or anything. I haven't listened, all right? I don't know what you're probably… But in my position, if I was like that, you know, I would have been like… All right, guys. Welcome to the world's worst podcast where we got no funding. All right. Today, we're going to be talking about…
That is actually something that could grab attention though.
Yeah. Know, like, just have fun with it.
Like, what are they going to talk about on the world's worst podcast?
Yeah.
Yeah, and I feel like if you have fun doing it, then people who listen are going to enjoy it too.
Yep.
And plus, I mean, from talking from my personal experiences, I don't know if it's going to help. Creativity really doesn't need money when it comes to it. I think, you know.
I like.
Yeah, I mean, it's…
I like that.
But he could say that because he got the money.
Just personally speaking, I think music will speak for itself, for yourself.
So I think
there are people who you may think that successful and then, you know, successful with their music, but then they do also have this one time have the same problems or same fears as, you know, money problem and whatnot. But then I think, my opinion, I think really when it comes to creativity, it comes from you. I mean, money doesn't… doesn't write songs or like creates for you. You are your own captain of your ship. So
right.
Just keep on going with that mindset.
And right.
That helps.
I agree with that.
Yeah.
You could buy someone who really sucks at doing podcasts all the most expensive equipment and it might flop.
Yeah.
Wherefore, on the other hand, you can see someone who's like really, really passionate about their show and like really trying to get their creative process like top tier. And all they have is a cell phone.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And that might pop off. So I feel like, yeah, like you were saying, work with what you got. And if you're passionate about it, people will hear it in your voice.
Yeah. For sure.
You killed that podcast, Val.
Yeah.
You killed that podcast.
Yeah.
I love
you. World's worst podcast. Let's go. No funding. And then you get your first sponsor. Be like… We made it!
We made it! We made it! We're going to go ahead and wrap up today's show. We talked a lot about fears. Irrational and rational. We answered some questions from fans and…
On Discord.
Hopefully it was helpful for you guys.
Yeah.
And yeah, man. I mean, they're only big until you overcome it. So it ain't no thing.
And
that being said, guys, if you wish to stay updated on this show, IG and Twitter at The Dive Studios. Full episodes on youtube.com/divepods. Once again, subscribe and review this podcast. Thank you everyone for listening. Thank you, Neve, for blessing our show. And don't be fearful.
All right. Wait, what are your Instagram and…
Oh yeah, like, shout that out.
Social media stuff.
This is Neve. This is Niv is Instagram, and plus This is Niv Twitter.
Okay, okay, there you go, there you go.
Okay. Yeah.
All right.
All right, thank you guys. Peace.
Bye.
Bye bye.
That was like the worst transition ever. Sorry, Diane.
Bye.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered ChumbaCasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.